Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program this Monday, Markets and Company News, I'm joined by Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. So Makwe, the market tracking lower today, particularly gold and platinum shares on the back foot. Amplats down by almost 5%, Anglo RC down by 5.2%. What's happening?
You know, I think the issue here, number one, we've seen that Chinese manufacturing activity unexpectedly shrank in January as local businesses took only fleeting support from the recent stimulus measures, that is from Beijing itself, and also growth when it comes to the non-manufacturing activity also slowed sharply in January as the outlook for local businesses was clouded by the prospect of increased U.S. tariffs. But as we know that China itself is a major consumer when it comes to those commodities. But not forgetting that we've seen the issue when it comes to this newcomer, that is, there is the Chinese AI newcomer threatening to shake things up and raising questions over America's technological dominance. That itself has just put a negative sentiment generally when it comes to the market. And remember, this week is also a very big week when it comes to the central bankers' interest rates decision, Canada, Brazil, European Union, and ourselves, and America included.
So let's talk about ourselves, if we can. The MPC meets on Thursday. Economists are expecting a 25 basis point cut. That would take it to 7.5%. But I think the debate is when the next cut is likely to happen.
Definitely, that's the biggest debate. And it's not only us, also the U.S., they've got that question, that as much as they're going to be leaving their interest rates most probably unchanged, the thing is, when will they move? And it's going to be a question of people have to assess the impact, if any, when it comes to the tariffs that Donald Trump has been promising us. What's going to be happening with inflation going forward? And I think as central bankers, they usually tell us that their next decision will always be data dependent. I think this is the time that we have to agree with them and just play wait and see. And I think maybe for me personally, second quarter, and because I think that's when most of the tariffs, if it happens that they get to be imposed, that we'll start seeing the impact of those kind of tariffs.
And so much of it is contingent on inflation numbers. Thursday as well, if I'm not mistaken, producer price inflation, that's a PPI, comes out. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was in deflationary territory in November, a 0.1% year-on-year contraction. There was a 0.7% decline in October. What is the market pricing in this time around?
That as much as we've seen an uptick as well when it comes to our consumer inflation, but not an uptick that is necessary to move the needle when it comes to race decision. We'll just see an improvement, especially we've seen that there's an issue about the transport, that we had some petrol price increases. So I think at some point that has to show when it comes to the factory prices, and we'll just see an uptick again, and mainly because of the transport component.
Now, Makwe, two companies today putting data out, which gives us a good indication of where we are with consumer confidence, I guess. Let's start with the Foschini Group, and it's reflecting back on the third quarter last year. Sales up 8.4%, which is good, and all due to online shopping. So a nice festive season bump. But what it tells me is that people are spending a little bit more. And in just a moment, we can talk about the Lewis Group.
Definitely. And the reason people are spending, that consumer confidence looks okay. We've seen that picking up since the formation of the GNU, and also the Reserve Bank came to the party by decreasing interest rates. That improved consumer confidence. And we've seen that, yes, online, particularly during Black Friday and Christmas period. And also, if you look into the recovery, it's a recovery from that 2% contraction recorded in the first half of the financial year. And yes, it's all because of consumers. And more importantly, our economy is more than 60% driven by consumer demand. So it's very exciting to see an uptick when it comes to sales.
And just looking at its notes to that announcement today, TFG saying outlook for SA is positive, expecting modest economic recovery in the year. So let's turn our attention now to the Lewis Group, one of the big furniture manufacturers in South Africa. Again, sales jumping almost 10%. Again, an indication, says the organization, of improved consumer confidence.
Definitely, and you look into their credit sales increasing by 13%, and they account for almost 8.2% of the total sales, meaning there's just been some strong turnaround when it comes to the cash sales. And the guys, by the way, they're very good when it comes to collections. Their collection rate remained resilient at 79.6%, and also they had some other revenue, the likes of the interest income, auxiliary services, insurance revenue, all because from a strong credit sales, revenue up nicely 13.7%, and with a robust growth when it comes to the merchandise and sales gaining momentum, and because the guys are benefiting from improving consumer confidence, as we said, and also from strong marketing campaigns.
And just finally, it seems that Transnet is never far from the news. On the one hand, there are reports saying that it is forging ahead with fixing ports and rail, which is a good thing. But fundamentally, it all comes down to where the money is going to come from. And in that respect, the ANC's Economic Transformation Committee now wants Transnet to receive fiscal support in the February budget, something similar to Eskom's 250 billion rand relief package that it got, if I'm not mistaken, in 2023. The thinking is probably clear, enable it to attract investment and expand the rail network. But one, where's Treasury going to find the money? And two, this is not necessarily going to be a popular decision if it happens in the court of public opinion.
It definitely is not. But remember, if the guys are talking about the bailout, what we've seen writing off or taking over the debt from Eskom, then you don't necessarily have to have a capital injection when it comes to Transnet. So you just make a journal entry and say, you owe me X amount, and I'm the major shareholder. I'm converting that into X. So that will make their balance sheet look much nicer. And then also potential investors will be able to get involved. And more importantly, when it comes to the issuance of their bonds, when they go and raise money in the capital market, they might probably be attractive.
Let's not forget, though, that it was in 2023 that Transnet received an almost 50 billion rand guarantee from government to support that recovery plan.
Definitely. And hence I'm saying the money has been laid out, the real capital out there, and whether the guys, after being helped the way Eskom has been helped, they'll be able to be profitable or do better, I think that's a different debate. Because I think before you help someone or put more money, you should have just made sure that you are happy with their turnaround strategy. They'll be able to sustain themselves going forward. But we've seen what's been happening with the likes of Eskom. Even after the help that they managed to get, they are continuing to ask for huge tariff increases, meaning they still continue to struggle. So for me, before you can do anything, the question that you just raised now, it should have been the first thing that was raised, that if I give you 2 rands, what is your turnaround strategy? What is the timeline? You'll be able to sustain yourself, because I cannot forever keep on putting money in there. But the logic, if that was applied to Eskom, I think the logic for me makes sense, that why can't we do it on our ports? Because it's a very important component when it comes to our economy.
Always appreciate the analysis. Makwe Masalela, thank you very much indeed, from Makwe Fund Managers, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.